You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sheva Mitzvahs Nitzdava Adam Rishon. Sheva Mitzvahs Nitzdava Adam Rishon. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim. The Rambam. Al Shisha Dvarm Nitzdava Adam Rishon. Al Avedizara, because Hashem, right? There's a, well, so, well, let's first see. Then he says, after the V'chein HaYadav, Hoysef HaNoyach, Eivim Menachai. This is a Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah, it says what the Rambam says. And of course, the Kesem Mishnah is bothered. The Gemara says, not that way. Right? Not that way. Right? Afagav the Maisi Hasam Kula Shem Mitzvahs Mitzav Hashem Elokim V'hukra Ba'odim Ksiv. Right? So he says, it's a Shmach to do that. Chiddush Rani asks already. And it's Masha over there that we know what Issa did Adam Rishon have that what? That we don't that fell off. What? Eating Basa. Basa more correctly, right? Eating animals, eating Basa. Right? Adam Rishon was not allowed to kill in order to eat.
But he was able to eat
Sorry. But he was able to eat a behemoth that died, he was able to eat. One other thing he was able to eat? Meat that came down in the Shemayim. Because Gemara says that the Malachim used to give him to eat. In the Sefer Aliyas Aliyo from the Gra, and the Toldos of Gra, it says that Vidal said over to David Luria, the Talmud of a Talmud of the Gra, that he met a Zuckin that was there by the Siyam of the Goyin when he finishes Pirush and Safar Ditznusa, and he brought down, it says, Oif Potum, a stuffed and a fowl, Minashamayim. But we don't sell that, go make that, right? But whatever it is,
I'm
says.
Try to get it.
But you can get it. But, in the Ranitz Masha like this, that the Isser of Eivim Menachai, that Rambam learned, Pshat and Eivim Menachai, means that what's evolved to Eivim Menachai. With Noyach, who was told, you're allowed to eat meat, but not basar menachai. Till then, the issue was basar and evolved into Eivim menachai. Right, now the question is, why is it called mitzvah b'nei Noyach? That's a good question. I'll give you a Mar Malkum, the letters of the Igros Pachad Yitzchak. He talks about why they're called Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. B'nei Adam. Okay, it's rare to say because Noyach was in it one mitzvah. But that's the din of Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. What?
I did.
I knew
you were going to happen.
Ready?
There's a question now.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Busy? We're busy? Yeah, go ahead.
Was Adam Rishon allowed to eat fish? It wasn't clear from the Pesukim. Is Adam Rishon allowed to eat fish? Yes, Rabbi. Hi.
Yeah, no. I see. I don't know. I don't think the Gemara discussed
it. Is Adam Rishon allowed to eat fish?
Yeah, no, I heard it.
Was Dagim?
I don't know. You hear me?
Can hear you for some reason. Can you hear us? I don't know why I can't hear. I don't know what's going on. We're not muted here. I don't know.
All right, I'll text you. anyway, let's go back. Right. That's a good point. So now, we're going to be doing like this. The
okay.
I don't know. So a kaponim is like this. In the Sefer told us about Reb Zalman Volozhin, he says, it's very important to know the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. What are they? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Eivim Nechai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, Dinim, and the three mitzvahs, Chamuras, right? Avedzara, Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Damim. Right? I would say a Letzonis of Avedzara, but Ben is going to be upset. But kaponim, Now, Lamaisa Lahalacha, and it's a Shulchan Aruch, there are two others. What do you mean? Not that there are nine, it's a Machloikas in the Gemara. But one man, the Amar, takes out two and he puts in another two. The two that he puts in is Sirus, what they call Spain, and Kalayim. You're not allowed to, it's mutter to eat it, but you can't take a kiwi and a whatever a kiwi is, I think it is.
Grafting
or putting two together. It's a board in the Shulchan Aruch, right? You know, you had horses. that you can't give it to a veterinarian, even a goy. Even a veterinarian who's not a non-Jewish veterinarian, is not. It's a shayla of lifnei iver. So Volodin says over there that you have to know the sheva mitzvahs because you deal with akum. The most prevalent, of course, is gezel. Many years ago, they used to have, I don't know, maybe they still do have it, driveways, I think they're called. Right? Guys were out of town, and they have cars, and the dealer would say to them, you know, drive it to New York, they would get a free ride, and they would mess around with the, what is it called, the odometer, and therefore the car was selling it at the best price. But if, once it's used, once it drives a certain amount of miles, that's it. It goes down in price. So you're helping a Akum go ahead and be geisel. You're not allowed it. You're standing in line, right? And there's a problem with change, and the cashier tells you, don't worry, keep it. You can't do that, right? Because besides, it could be geisel, but it's also you're being machshel the cashier in geisel. Okay? Now, it's a big chiddush, and we don't talk about it today, that there's a lifnei iver on the Akum. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Menayin shelo yishit adam kois yain lenazir ve'edu nachayla ben noyach." In other words, the din is, what's lifnei iver? If you look at the Rambam, if you don't mind, Rabbi Shlomo, in Ezekiel, let's read the Rambam for a second. Whereas in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought many times things that you're not allowed to do because of lifnei iver. But, the Shulchan Aruch will say you can't give a person food if he's not going to make brachas on it. You can't give a person bread if you know he's not going to wash on it. All kinds of things. But the Rambam sets it down as a klal. Let's just see the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam says, the Kol Shasal, he's talking about over here selling, it could be nowadays, the gay attacker, selling guns in New York, right? Not so posh, right? Selling guns, you know that people are using guns, Shem Yerachim, right? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, if you can't sell certain war milchamas because they might go ahead and kill people, okay? V'chein kol ha-machshol iver b'davar. Now it says in Torah, v'lefnei iver lo sita michshol. Avada pashim shot in the pasuk means you can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Does it mean it is that also takar min chaschinach takar as a shayla? If you see a blind person, you put something in front of him, right? The Gemara never says anything. Gemara says, what is it going on? So the Rambam touches it up. Somebody's blind. What does it mean he's blind? He doesn't know it's also. Or his taiva, siu eitza sheina genis, right? And he gave, he gave him bad advice. He's blind, right? You tell a guy, buy property over here. Yeah, it's great. And you're doing it because you want to be machshim, or you want him to get out, not to buy property that you want to buy, right? Or shechizik yedei oivra veira, right? Well, this is halacha in Choshem Mishpat. Choshem Mishpat says you're not allowed to buy, I don't know if they still call it, hot items, stolen. I remember in Orchard Street, you went on Orchard Street, used to buy clothes, and there was always a guy sitting on the corner, sitting on a few shirts, for half the price. Where'd he get those shirts from? I mean, they're not one exactly interest. Ola Cassini, I don't know, that's what it used to be called those days. We're not interested in selling this guy, you know, these fancy shirts. He stole it off there and he would sell it. You know, why aren't you allowed to do it? That's lifnei iver, because you're being machzik him. He goes, and Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to do it because you're being machzik the oivra veira. He's going to keep doing it. When the state of Israel first started, so there was Shem Yerachim stores that was selling on Shabbos, and a stipe of Paskin that you can't buy during the week. Why? Because if all Frumi Yidin would stop buying by him, and he'd realize it's because Shabbos, so you're being Machzik Averi. He sees his business is doing good, so I'll open on Shabbos too, why not? Unfortunately, it didn't work, but that's the din, right? Oh, so Rambam says, somebody's an Iver Badover, that's what it means. He doesn't know, Och Shechizik Yerveshu, Iver Ve'en Oreya Derech Emes. Mipnei Tavos Libo. It could be even a guy doesn't care about this type of thing, right? Yeah, so Areza Oyv Beloisa Shenema Lifnei Iver Lasita Mechshol. So a chiddush in the Gemara that it's applicable even to an Akum. And Rabbi Chanan Tak asks, Meichetais, where did the Chazal know? Where did they get that it's us even to an Akum? We'll talk about that later. But that's the din. What we're going to start is with the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin. about the Issa, because Noach got the Issa Eiv Menachai. So Gemara talks about like this. It says in a Braisa that the din is that Eiv Menachai is Noach, the way we pass him, Machloikis, but Tahira Voloi Betmeya. In other words, the din of Eiv Menachai is only on a Behema Tahira, on a kosher animal, what we call a kosher animal, not an unkosher animal. So if somebody takes Eiver Menachai, right, he rips off an Eiver from, now remember, Eiver Menachai, just to make sure everybody understands, does not mean the behemoth has to be alive. The behemoth is alive when you take it off. The behemoth could die, and you can freeze it and put it, preserve it for 10 years later. It's still called Eiver Menachai because it came off a living animal, right? It's a limb from a living animal. The old translations used to write living limb. It's not a living limb. It's a limb from a living animal. So it says over there that the way we paskin, it's only a behemoth that you can eat, right? That the isser is a behemoth that you can eat. There's an isser even a chai. Behemoth, saivasai, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. For instance, it's a chazir, right? A chazir, a dog. Shem Rachim, they have societies where they eat dogs, they eat this. There's no din of Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is only in a kosher animal. So then the Gemara says... is a good point. That the Gemara is shaka v'tai, that it's not a problem of Issachal Issa, that the Gemara brings reasons why there wouldn't be an Issa. But let's leave that.
Jones, bring, doesn't have that.
What?
The Gemara for him is everything's kosher.
Oh. So Gemara says that this machloik, we paskin only... Remeh holds it's even behemah tmeh. We paskin behemah Torah. So Gemara says machloik is be Yisrael. Av ben Noach, divrei akol, it's also. And a chanami. To an akum, it's also. Akum can't eat eva menachai. In other words, we know menayin shelo yoshit eva menachai le ben Noach, tamad lem b'fnei iva lo yisitain mechshol. Right? So we see from that Gemara, there's an issa lifnei iva to be mechshol a ben Noach. So memeli, you can't give him a eva menachai. Right? So the Gemara says that Eiv Menachai is asur to an akum, whether it's a behemoth toiv or behemoth toiv, like you pointed out. Okay. The Jew is only Eiv Menachai for this, but the Goy has a bigger, so he can't eat toiv and toiv.
For a kosher animal.
Right.
The goy is also from a kosher animal and a treif animal of Eiver Menachai.
What does everybody say to that kasha?
What?
It's a common rule. What's a common rule? It's also Eiver Menachai from whatever you're
other one. It can mean it's only for a Jew and the Osford guy. That's what you mean. Over here, it's across the board. It's the last.
So the first thing is he's Mechava to Tosis. It's Tosis kasha, so don't make away with it. Tosis answers, and Achalam Rakshir just said, because it doesn't have to have the same name of the Issa. It's also Tos anyway because of Behemoth Tmeya. So even though it's also Tos Behemoth Tmeya, this is important to know. Rabiel brought up a very important point. It'll be negated at the end of this year. But the point is that in Achanami, we have a rule, like Mi'i Kamidi, right? The Yisrael Shari Leben Noach. You can't have something, like Tosis says, abortion is also to Akum. Akum by us, it says, must be abortion is also to us too. We don't have any Gemaras that say abortion is also. But we learn out because it's also to an Akum, must be it's also to us. What exactly this is that we've discussed over the years, that's a big shayla. But, what? Okay, that's a big shayla. Who says? Okay, fine. I told him that 40 years ago when he first came. And not my name. From,
okay, he said
Shem
himself.
Okay, could be. From a sefer called Klei Chemda, the Chemda Sisrof. Exactly 40 years ago when he came, I remember coming to his house.
We discussed. Right.
Okay, but anyway, Koponim, that's a big Chiddush. So a very big Chiddush. But Koponim, so there's an Isser of Eben Achai to Akum too. So the Torah in Siman Samach Bey starts off the following. He says, Eiv Menachai, noyeg bebehema tahira, ve'ena noyeg bebehema tmeya. As I state in the Torah. As I state in Rambam, right? Rambam and Torah both pass that way. Frek the Beis Yosef, the Rambam I understand. The Torah I don't understand why he wrote it. Why? We know that the Rambam wrote a sefer that's Negeya the Asad Lavoi. The Rambam wrote a sefer that's Negea Mashiach Zeiten. Mitzrayim, the base of Mikdash should be built. So there's a lachas that on Negea, the Rambam will say that. So we have to know, can you eat a behemoth, the Eivor Mechai behemoth may or not? What's the difference? You can't eat it anyway, because like we just pointed out, like Shia said, you can't eat anyway because it's behemoth mayor. Nafkamina is, do you get one malchus, you get two malchus. In other words, Rameyu holds that Eivor Mechai is knowing by behemoth mayor. What does he hold? You're not allowed to eat it. The chum home you hold it. Chas v'shalom. If the chum hold, you're not allowed to eat it. If a person eats it, he gets one malchus for behemoth tmeya. But if according to a mayor, if somebody eats even a chayv behemoth tmeya, he gets two malchus. So Rambam has to tell us. Listen, if a person eats even a chayv behemoth tmeya, he only gets one set of malchus, not two. The Rambam has to tell us that. But Tur, Shulchan Aruch never tell us such dinim, because not again. They only talk about dinim b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, we have no real smicha. We don't have real smicha. We don't have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, we don't have batei dinim. Right? We don't really have batei dinim. They made takanas for certain chayshim mishpat halachas. But the gabe oinshim, we don't give punishments. We don't do such things. So what's the difference to know if a behemoth tmeya, if an Eivor Mechai is not going to be a tmeya or not a behemoth tmeya? You can't eat it anyway. You can't eat anyway because it's behemoth tmeya. And there's no nafkamina, like I'm in Malchus. So, Frekta Beit Saisiv, why did the Torah find it necessary to tell us there's no din of Eivor Mechai on a behemoth tmeya? So, if there is, there is. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the derech of the Torah. The Torah never goes into it, says, it'll say sometimes that this is the right certain tell you because it's Safik is a chumra, it's a bonnet the cooler. But what you chayv, what you're not chayv, if you are chayv, that's not negated at all. What are you saying, Pesach?
But it's also Yisrael called Kaka Tachila.
It gives someone an Yisrael to eat, we give him the lesser Yisrael rather than the
greater Yisrael. So here you have a case where you have an Eivor Mechai from a kosher animal, Eivor Mechai, you mean,
so maybe you should give it, okay, good point.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The what? Oh, so Pesach saying a good point, but when today it's not what we want to speak about. So comes along the Bach and the Prisha, and they both answer that the nafkamina is, can you give it to a goy or not? The Issa of Lifnei Iver. Being that it's not Eivor Mechai, if it would be Eivor Mechai, you can't give it to a Ben Noach. If it's not Eivor Mechai, then you could give it to Ben Noach. Fek the Shach, what are you talking about? We just learned the Gemara that Akum, everything is Eivor Mechai, even a behemoth tmeya. So of course you can't give it to a guy. You can't give it to a guy because to the guy it's Asa. So what are you telling? What are Bach and Prisha telling me that the Bach and Prisha telling me that there's no Lifnei Iver on Eivor Mechai and behemoth tmeya? To the guy it's for sure Asa. And if it's Asa to the guy, Memela is a din Lifnei Iver. Comes along the Pri Chodesh and he quotes an Amunah Shmuel. Amunah Shmuel was at the same time as the Bach and the Prisha, all the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim that are on Shulchan Aruch, except for the Magen Avraham, basically all were Talmidim of the Rebbe of Heschel. Right? If you Rebbe Heschel from Krakow, what? The Chanukah Satorah. The Rebbe of Heschel. He was not a Chassidish Rebbe because he was 100 years before Chassidim even came to this planet, right? The reason he's called the Rebbe of Heschel is because all the Gedolei Ador were his Talmidim, the Shach and the Taz and the Vaidus Kishuni and the Bach. He's in the times of the Gzeres Tachtat, 1648, 49. It was a Meridika Goyin, and there's a whole story why, but it's not again right now, why we hardly have any Torah from him. But all the daylight, when they quote him, HaRebbe, maybe Rabbi Reb Heschel. So they used to call him HaRebbe Reb Heschel. He was the Rebbe of all the Rebbes. So one of them, if you know, in the back of the Shas, you have the Rosh. In the bottom, you have a Sefer called Tiferes Shmuel. So he wrote a Tshuva Sefer called Emuna Shmuel. Interesting, I've mentioned it many times, but could I hear it anyway, because it's there's a sefer from the Kodesh Tzemaget Son where he quotes, he says that he was makabel that the Tefer Shmuel's mother was illiterate. It was not uncommon in those days. Women didn't know how to read. A lot of people didn't know how to read, whatever it was, because of poverty. She didn't know how to read. She was illiterate. But her tefillas during licht benching was so stark that she used to be mispalel that her son Shmuel should be a Talmid Chacham, that they somehow they knew that that was the schus that he had, that he became who he became because of what she davened. Okay? But Akoponim comes along with Shmuel, I think Shia was saying this, and he's Machadish of Merit, the Pri Chodesh brings a Merit Dikah Chiddush. He says, let's first say with that. And a chanami to the akum, it's also the idevim nechai. But you don't have lifnei iver on it. Why? Because if you have something that's not also to you, there's no lifnei iver on it. Meaning, avada, let's take a lot of times, many times, shemir akum, you have a bach in the dormitory. The gneva happens. And they're all choshed this bach. So are you allowed to plant some money and get a, you know, nowadays they have closed circuit TVs? It was like Shia. And try to catch him? Pashtus not, because it's lefneiva, right? You're being machshel. Even if you're moichel the money, you're being machshel him and doing some kind of isser. Miskaven lechol bas chazir, right? The Chafetz Chaim says yoivel lefneiva and that too, right? We spoke about a few months ago, I think, if you call up a person, for shidduch information, but you don't tell him it's for shidduch information. But it's mutter to ask him. But before you say it's for shidduch, it tells you all kinds of lashon hara about the person. That's what you wanted to hear, Taka. Right? You're allowed to ask him. Is he a trusty person? Can I take him as a tenant? So before you even tell the guy, he says, that guy's a ganav. I would never. Right? It could be yoiv lefneiv. Chofetz Chaim, I think, says that because you made him be even though you could have asked him. Forget about the tone that he says it. But even if he says he's a ganav. He's a gun. Don't trust him, whatever. But a koponim, so you can't say, well, I don't have the issa because it's my money. Of course, that's shtus. Right? It's like a guy, chas v'shalom, being machshel a guy with his own wife. Right? He says it makes a guy be mezana with his own wife. It's not mutter to you. The pshat is, she's your wife. So memeila, it's not awesome. But you have the issa of eshes ish. Masha enkein. What he's saying to Mishmuel is the Issa Avim Nachai is only knowing on Behemoth Torah, and by us, not Behemoth Meir, is the Pshat. We don't have that Issa. What? So she is going to answer you. No! What? What did you just say? No, so could be he's right. Koyim could be he's right. You could become a Nazir.
I'm a Nazir, not a Koyim.
He said, no, "U.S. Nazir." Don't get out of it. I'm sorry, you're not getting out of this one. U.S. Nazir. So he's answering a Nazir. You have an issa. What if you're machshel a person right now not right now, Friday afternoon in Eretz Yisrael? You call a guy in Eretz Yisrael. You know he's going to answer it on Shabbos. You're evil if neiva. According to this mission, of course you're evil. Right? It's Shabbos. Not only because you could become a Nazir, you have the Issa of Shabbos. What's the Taich? So, remember when we learned this in high school, so I don't know if Shlomo remembers also, but at Kaponim, it was that grade. There was only one grade, right? There was no two grades. So, we learned Osugi over there a little. The Rebbe Taiched up, which I saw later on in Rebitzel. Lifne'iver means it's an extension of your Issa. In other words, it's not the pshat, I can't make you do an aveira. Part of my aveira not to eat chazir is not to make somebody else eat chazir. Okay? Part of my aveira not to be mechal shabbos, I can't make somebody else chal shabbos. So maybe if I don't have an issa over here, so you're good. It's a good point. A coin sounds like you wouldn't have this lifneiver. Good point. Not today, shir, but we'll talk about it. In other words, if I don't have the issa, I tell a kohen, meet me in this place, and it's a what do you call it, a funeral parlor, right? It's a basic kavara, it's a funeral parlor. We're going to say it, but don't walk out saying that it's mut. Okay, we're just saying it. It could be it's not lifneiver, right? It's not lifneiver. Why? It's not true. We'll see why not. But what's the issa misayaya?
So you're helping him do the issa.
What's the issa misayaya? So we'll get there too. We're going to follow this share a few shlavim, as they call it. But upon him, what he's mig mechadish is that there is no issa of lifnei iver unless you have the issa. So avadin, you have the issa lifnei iver nechai. But you don't have the Eben Achai, it's not touched up by Behemet Tmei to you. That's what the Amunah Shmuel says. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger says a Meiridik Araya to him. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a Kasha, he doesn't quote a B'Shem, but the B'Shem the Rebbe of Heschel. Let's say over the Kasha, you'll see how beautiful it is. Except if Kivegim says what the Munish Shmuel's answer, but he said, but all the Achrenim knock out this Shita. But we're going with the Shita. There's a Gemara in a few places in Psachim, is the Shakavataya. Rav Abo holds, wherever the Torah says don't eat something, it doesn't mean only don't eat, it means you can't have Hano. Kol makam shenema lasecha lo yitzayecha lo yechel, echad isa achila echad Hano. That's how we know Chamsa Pesach of Hano. So Gemara goes through a whole shock of a type. What about this? And what about this? And what about Gemara goes through 10 different things. Chayes that very dam. What about dam? It says don't eat dam. How do you know dam is mutter? Because it says in the Mishnah they used to sell the blood that went into the mizbeach. They used to sell fertilizer. Get a nash taka machloikas. So one of the Gemara's kashas is evim and achai, right? Evim and achai. It says don't eat evim and achai. It's mutter bana. How do we know it's mutter bana? Zok the Gemara, Benayin shelo yayishet Adam kois yain lenazir ve'evin achay leben noyach tamad loyim lefnei even hold a klovim shari. What's the pshat? The shtickle machloikus we show him what klov means. The guy's klovim or stam klov. Basically means like this. It's important to know. I'll say over ma'isa and you'll understand. One time a fella asks me over here, oh, you forgot to sell us chametz, whatever it is, and he taka has a box of cereal. So I said, right after Yom Tov, take that cereal and burn it, dump it, whatever, and put it in the Torah. Okay. So I see him the next morning. I said, Yankel, you did. I had a bad idea. What do I have to dump it for? I give it to my cleaning lady. I said, well, would you do that? He said, what's wrong? I didn't get any pleasure. I said, you sure did. She's going to shine your silver a little better. I don't know, whatever she's going to do. She's going to take it. You can't give her. Matan is also called Hana. That's what you see from this Gemara. Giving someone, I was also on an airplane, we went to Ezra's Chasana. So they were playing, of course, you know, how long is the trip to Texas?
4 hours.
4 hours. Yeah, some people are bored, so they're playing a game, you know, tic-tac-toe, I don't know what they did. And whoever wins gets a bottle of wine. So a firm guy got a bottle of Gala wine. So they taught people ran over, said, you know, you can't have it. He says, okay, so he gave it to an Akum on the plane. That's awesome. So, what should I have done? I said, throw it out the window. I don't know what to say exactly. But don't be kind of it, that's for sure. Giving something to us or not. So the fact that you see that you can give you can't give Eivim Chai to Benach because of Neiva, that means to your Kelev, or to his Kelev, you're louder. Why? Because that's not Lifnei. The Kelev can eat Eivim Chai. What do you mean he can eat it? It's also Banah. How could you do that? Right? Ella must know. By giving your Kelev or his, let's say you feed. Let's say it's even going on the Akum's Kelev. If you give the Akum's Kelev, right, you give your cleaning lady dog some to eat, basa b'chalev. You have, right, by mistake, some milk felt into your chont, and you give it to the dog, her dog. It's asa. Because it's a big shaila in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, if you're allowed to put your basa b'chalev, I don't know what hour, but in Eretz Yisrael, like they have those big dumpsters, can you put it, that's a guy has basa b'chalev, can you put it into those dumpsters, because all the cats come and eat it, right? Is that called getting on no? Feeding the huh?
Why no one wants cats?
What?
Nobody wants those cats.
It doesn't look like they don't want about it. No, but so that's a big shaila. Okay, but your own cat for sure, it's us. You're getting on no. That's push it. You're getting on no. You're saving money instead of buying this cat food. You're giving a dogs. Dogs eat basa b'chalev, they say. Right, that's what somebody showed me once. There's packages, they sell it, and oh my God, they don't sell it. There used to be stores here that sold it. You know that? I don't understand what the heck they were. What?
When I came in, they had pet food. I discontinued.
See, that you got rid of the pet food. Yeah, it's a problem. A lot of pet food has basa b'chalev. Right. Oh, so anyway, kaponim. It says it's mutar no. So listen to this sharp kasha of the Rebbe of Heschel. We've discussed it over the years. There's something called mefacheses. Mefacheses means you shech the behema, and it's convulging. Convulging is the right word. It's convulging. It's not dead yet, but it's jumping around. The din is, if you pull off a piece of meat from it, it's not called Eivim Achai. because the Beim is shechted. But the Rambam paskins to a goy it is. That's the Rambam's psak. Machloikas and Gemara, but that's how the Rambam paskins, and it's halacha Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to give if you have an animal and you're shechted and you pulled off something, you can't give it to a goy, right? Oh, so Frank the Rebbe Heschel, very sharp kasha. What's the Gemara's raya? Eivim Menachai's muta. Maybe it's talking about Eivim Menachai of a behemoth of a mefachesis. That to you it's not Eivim Menachai, to the goy it is. So if it's, and the goy doesn't have an issa of no, that's what the mefapul. Does the goy have also this or no? If it would be, that's his kasha. So Tov Kivega, according to the Munah Shmuel, is very good. Since you don't have the issa of mefachesis Eivim Menachai, then you can give it to him also, because there's no lifneiva on something you don't have the issa. If you don't have an issa to eat it, there's no issa lifneiva. Kivega's vart, and he says, but the paiskim don't hold like the munishmul. But we're going with the munishmul. What we're going to go to, so that's the munishmul, all right? Frek the minchas chinuch, akasha from a taisvis in chagiga. Taisvis in chagiga, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Daf Yud Gimel, Ein Meisrin Divrei Torah to an Akum. Ein Meisrin Divrei Torah Lo'ivik Achav. Shenema Lo'asa Chein, a pasuk we say every day, Lo'asa Chein L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Bal Yadom. Taisus quotes this Gemara other places a little different, but whatever it is, we bring a pasuk in Tehillim, pasuk in Navi that we say every day, and Ksuvim more correctly, that we say every day, hopefully, and it says over there that Magad Varv Liyankov Chut La Asoche in L'chol Goy. What does that mean? You're not allowed to teach. You're not allowed to teach a Akum Torah. You can't teach an Akum Torah. Fek Taisis. How you Koshel Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan? Fek the Bali Taisis or Bachanan. He's a Bal Taisis. We have a sefer called Taisis or Bachanan on Avodah Zarah. So Mislam, it's from there. Typically, the Akum Oisik B'Torah Chayv Misa K'damah B'Torah K'damah Misa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Akum is not allowed to learn Torah. Avik Chachavim Oisik B'Torah Chayv Misa V'Melandai Oivim B'Lifneiv Lo Sitan Michshol. Yeah. So Taisus Kasha is, what do you need a pasuk in Nach that you can't teach Akum Torah? Akum is not allowed to learn Torah. And if you're teaching him, you're Oivim B'Lifneiv. If you're Oivim B'Lifneiv, that's a Din D'Raisa. What do you need a pasuk from Ksuvim from Divrei Kabbalah? That's Taisus's kasha. V'chi Tema, let's just finish up the Taisus first. V'chi Tema, it's talking about Zayin mitzvahs to do the Einuchay of Misa. The Gemara says that Akum is allowed to learn. Akum is allowed to learn a kuntres. Grada the Chemdes Yisrael with a whole kuntres on Zayin mitzvah b'nei Noach. He's allowed to learn it. Right? Akum wants to make a whole. You know, learn minchas chinuch on minchas chinuch writes. He had a kuntres on mitzvahs b'nei Noach. We don't have it, but many times he says. So maybe, but it's also the teacher. He says no mitzvah equal lemaisim. Yeah, he says it's a mitzvah to teach a ben Noach his mitzvahs b'nei Noach. In other words, it's not. I'm not saying it's the first mitzvah we should do, but Taisus says klar mitzvah. What is? I want to just see what these new gemaras have a gears over here. I'm not familiar with it. What they put in, v'min and hasam the mitzvah lamed. Yeah, v'nafkalei we learn out my crush yasa isam v'chaybem. Right, that's Taisus kasha. So Taisus answers, yeah, shloima. So anybody remember this, what Taisus answers? A, no. Why is there no lifneiva? So we have a clown lifneiva. Lifneiva is only the rice. Lifneiva is only asar if the person you're being machshil cannot do without you. Gemara Navoi Dazara says. He's on one side of the river, and you're on the other side of the river. And the Nazir can't get the Yain. The Akum can't get to the Eiv Menachai. So what? Trey Avri Denara. It's two sides of the river. In other words, again, let's say a guy comes into the store, and he's going to buy food by you. And you know he's not going to wash. Technically, it's not Lifnei Iver, because you can go to another store and buy it. Right? But that's a different thing. That's called Messiah over there, but that's Durban. But as far as Lifneiva, you're talking not over Lifneiva. Right? That's the din, if you could do it. So Taisus says, Yesh Loimah, listen to the Lashon of Taisus. Yesh Loimah Dahochi Mairi, Afilo Hecha Di Ika Akum Acher Shirotza Lalamdoi. The lekker lefim are like this gemara, Trei Avodah Zarah. Taisa says, talk about, you can go to some university, and there's a professor of Talmud who's a guy teaching it. So you teaching it is not lefnei yivah. Yeah? So I have a question for you. Why does Taisa say that he can go to learn by another guy? Why can't he open up an art scroll? Huh? Why didn't Taisa say another Jew is willing to help him to learn? So this is a Mishum Melech's Kash. He doesn't ask art scroll, but he asks, why isn't another Jew? Here's, it's an interesting thing. It's not to get today's shir so directly, but just put it anyway. You're not allowed to lend a guy money with interest. It's lifnei iver, right? One of these terms is lifnei iver. But what happens? There are other guys who are doing it anyway. He's not going to go to you, so he'll go to another Jew who's doing it. That other Jew doesn't care about lending ribbons. So he's going to do it anyway. So maybe there's no lifnei iver if the other person is doing it anyway. So Mishra Maxim Dyken is Tysus. No. If that other person is not allowed to do it, then he and he's over lifnei iver, you're also lifnei iver. You both can do it. Not such a posture as far, because Amaisi is doing it. So he's medayik. Taisus says Dafki is learning by another guy, but another yid, that would still be called lifnei iver. But when Ayyach Shia, Frek the Minchas Chinuch, what's the problem? You're teaching a guy Torah. What's the problem with teaching a guy Torah? According to the Munah Shmuel, the whole din of lifnei iver is only something that's asa to you. And since it's not us to you, we have a mitzvah, remember that, right? That's what we hear today. We have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So how could Taisa say, I know it's a quote of Shmuel Shmuel, what are we telling me? There's Lifnei Iver, a quote of Shmuel, only an Issa that you have. Over here, forget it, it's not an Issa. That's the Menachas Chinuch Kasha, and he blibes with a Tzarachian. The answer is very simple, I think, Pella. I think in the new Minchas Chinuch they bring such a Torah. I'm not sure. I think I noticed it. The Gemara, what is the Issa of a Goy learning Torah? What does it say? Why is a Goy not allowed to learn Torah? So the Gemara in... Well, oh, the Gemara brings a Pasuk. Let's see the Gemara. It's a Gemara Nun Tes in Sanhedrin. Let's learn the Gemara. V'amar b'yechinin. Akum ayvik achavim sho'isik b'tayra chayiv misa. Shenema tayra tziva lanu may rasha. Marasha, Lanu Marasha, V'loy Lahem. It's to us an inheritance, not to them. Frek the Gemara, okay. Lichshu v'gabei zayin mitzvah. So why isn't part of it? It should be an eighth mitzvah. It should have Evim Rachai, Bikas Hashem, learning Torah. Zok the Gemara, no. Manda Amar, one who says, Marasha, Migzal Kagazala. He's stealing it. It's on the Gezel. Mandama Murasa, right? The Gemara Darshan's Altika my Rasha Murasa, right? It's betrothed to us, it's married to us. Dinai Kanar Murasa Beskila, yeah? Pashup Shan, the Gemara gets Skila. It's Arias, it's part of Arias, yeah? What's stating the Gemara here? The reason he can't learn Torah because he's stealing from us. The reason he can't learn Torah is because he's living with my wife. So the Mela, why do we have that Issa? We have the Issa of Gezel, and we have the Issa. It's not Gezel because it's mine, like we said at the beginning. If I marshal you and Issa Gezel my money, of course, go to the Munish Muslim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.